We are we are deliberating over whom to call for our last call, and Senator Katowski is here. We're gonna call a senator. We're gonna call one of your colleagues in just a moment. But
oh my god, I'm so excited!
I can tell how excited you are.
This is like a cup of guat.
What's guat?
Guat. That's what they call it, from Guatemalan coffee.
That's a cup of guat.
That's the shortened version of
We've
it.
We've had too much coffee. Yeah. And Scott came in.
I did.
Scott came in and was ready to go with the new changes at Tribune Publishing.
Tronk.
Yeah, you texted Tronk to me, and I was like, I thought that was like.
Oh, I thought you knew what I was talking about. That makes no sense at all.
No, not at all. But
did
that's okay.
You text him back?
No, I did not.
You're gonna do something about it.
I said Z-Dads. Yeah,
next thing you know, you're not gonna be invited to her surprise birthday party.
I'm trying to remember how the rest of the day went on Friday.
What did that happen anywhere? Your birthday party? Big surprise?
Hold on a second. Now I remember what happened on Friday. I got it. It's all coming back to me, Craig. And then we got the keys to the fan van. So neither one of us slept. We slept. We missed the Walk of Fame. Mm-hmm. We missed the Navy Pier Ferris wheel.
We did.
But we get the fan van and get trapped in the parking structure for quite a while.
Yeah, that took a long time.
Yeah. Here?
Okay, so the first thing about the parking structure
across
the street over the AMC is that in order to leave, you go up. But that makes no sense when you're not below, like, ground
level.
You
are.
We knew we were eventually, but at first it didn't feel like we were.
Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't know where we were. It was disorienting.
It was very confusing.
So we were looping around the AMC parking structure for quite some time.
The other thing we should say is that anytime Patty sees a little kind of gate, she does try to
drive at it.
Yeah, she tries to exit that gate.
Does that seem like an exit? If you see a gate?
Right. Every gate was not an exit.
It'll swerve.
Though.
It's not true.
Sure.
It was for residents.
Yeah, those were for residents parking.
Parking, yeah.
It's a little piece of wood. Why would that slow you down?
It was more parking.
You need to stop doing that.
She's doing her gate thing with her hand.
I feel like you're dancing the robot and you're describing the gate.
The security came over. I confused her completely because she thought we belonged there. So she was trying to help us out to open the gate.
Eventually, we did test ride some cool bikes at Cozy's.
Yeah, so then we had to go south, Scott, to go to Cozy's, and we test rode some bikes and hauled them back.
Sounds like
I believe I was telling Craig that I was going to go to Knife and Tyne, and then when I decided I wasn't, I just didn't tell you that.
That's all right.
It fell out of my head.
Oh my God, there's so much guilt here.
Look, we got trapped by Beyonce concert goers.
Right. Oh God,
tell me.
Queen Bey was
here. She called me like six times because she was in town.
She won't stop. She's like it's raining.
And I was
out
like, I'm going with Scott to Knife and Tyne.
Yeah,
she called.
Where's Patty?
She texted back.
Where's Patty? She texted me. Beyonce did. Z-Daz.
Senator Katowski had the inline at a guest again and didn't tell us, like John Stewart. That makes sense.
What are you talking
about? It all makes sense.
Yeah, you hung out with John Stewart.
You hung out with Johnny
Stewart. You know what? Sometimes you just got to go with it. Uh-huh. I don't know what that meant. Uh-huh. Stantis was with me.
Dan texted back.
I said, I'm here with John.
So we are we're placing a call to Senator Jason Barrickman. Is it Barrick?
I don't recall.
Barrickman.
Did he? Has he been in the Senate for a while?
I don't.
Just
stop kidding. You know, is it Barrickman?
Barrickman.
Oh, stop it.
Like Barack Obama.
Please help me pronounce his name.
Barrickman.
We'll just say Senator.
Senator Jason Barrickman. That's his name.
He was one of my first interviews when I was down there of the new legislators. I mean, as far as like new to the pretty late.
Republican from where?
Yes, from Streeter, Illinois.
Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Be so weird if he answers because we've only spoken a couple times. They went all the way to midnight. Do they typically go all the way to midnight?
Mm-hmm.
On the last year, you guys did not go to midnight.
At one point in the past, they would stop the clock.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
they
that
used to do that too.
Cool.
Yeah. Hi, this is Jason Barrickman. Leave a message at the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
At the tone, please record your message.
Kind of
when you finish,
we're going to do this every night until they fix the budget.
Press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello, Senator. This is Patty Vasquez.
And Craig Collins.
And Esmeralda Leon.
Scott Stanis.
And Dan Katowski. What's up, J-Dog?
Is that what you called him on the floor of the Senate?
No, this is
J-Dog?
My first time.
Just yelling across
first
the aisle.
Time.
Maybe we would have fixed things if you would have just called each other like J-Dog or Big D.
Oh, we always
DK.
Have a positive relationship.
I can imagine.
That's positive. That's bro-like. Mm-hmm. That's down. You know,
I should probably explain to the Senator Barrickman that we every night we call someone at about this time, a few minutes before the end of our show, give them a little bit of a wrap-up of what happened, or just have a little conversation. And, and Senator Barrickman's the first legislator we're calling for our pretty late wake-up call. Last Call.
That is correct.
And I think we're going to start doing this regularly.
I think you should do it every night, every legislator, just do it on a rotation,
yeah.
And just until they pass a dang budget.
Well, because Senator Berkman was supposed to be on Wednesday and ended up having to postpone because he was, in fact, on the floor of the Senate. They were continuing to work. But I think what we need now is for the senator to give us the number of the next person he wants us to call tomorrow.
Oh, that's great.
This is what I'm saying. So
that'd be awesome.
The senator,
talk about paying it forward.
I'm saying, right? So you can give me anyone you think we should call during the last 10 minutes of our show, and we will continue to do this until you all pass a budget. And so everyone's going to start getting calls from the Pretty Late Show. I have about a dozen representatives and senators on my phone, but I think Senator Berkman, I'm sure, has people he would like me to call.
Yeah, Senator Berkman, lots. Just go ahead and tag the next person in. We're going to do a little Pretty Late tag.
Yeah, next person, next.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we will take that and we will call them tomorrow.
Right.
Also, Senator, I wanted to invite you. Every Friday, we're also starting a new segment called Budget Crisis Corner. And we are going to have one Republican and one Democrat on every Friday night to take calls from our listeners, to talk about what has gotten us here, what their thoughts are moving forward. Tomorrow night, we will have Representative John Anthony and Representative Sarah Feigenholtz for the first hour of our show, followed by some tasty treats and beverages from Knife and Tine.
Oh, that's so
and you're
nice.
Welcome anytime, Senator.
Well, thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah,
the chocolates are great.
And Scott, you as well.
Oh, thank you.
But your mics won't be on.
Okay.
It's just
the Kraken chocolate is awesome.
It is.
Yes. You released the Kraken.
Kraken released the Kraken.
We also play What's in the Box on Friday nights. So if our legislators feel brave enough to play What's in the Box, yeah, they probably should not do that. But
they probably shouldn't.
No, but that's what the fun thing about doing the show is. We talk politics, we talk music and comedy. We do some fun little naughty things once in a while, maybe. But it's all in the mix. You're never embarrassed to do this show, Senator.
Never.
Is that why you had to leave your office? They were like, you've done too much to the Pretty Late Show. It's probably time for
they did. They said you kind of crossed the line.
You crossed the line.
You crossed the line with a Kraken.
Well, the nice thing is, and you've heard this from your constituents, Senator, haven't you? That they've heard you on the show and they enjoy the fact that we're having the conversation. People want to feel like they're being heard.
Well, they listen. They said, Dan, it's nice to hear you, but this Patty's really a special person. And so
that's not what I'm going for.
I know you weren't.
Well,
but that's what I did. I kind of switched it up there.
But we don't
made
need,
about you.
I don't need you.
I know
to.
You don't need it, but it's nice to give it out.
Scott Stantis, who is the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, his organ player at church.
Yes.
Listens to him when he's on my show, but hates me.
Yes.
Pretty strong.
Come on.
Hey,
she's naughty. She's naughty. Does she have to be so blue?
Why
does she always have to go so blue?
I don't go blue.
See, you know what though? Mm. People do when they I posted it online the other day, the podcast of the show, and got some really good feedback.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to hear. Thank
yeah.
you.
And so
we're doing all right in the numbers, Craig. Aren't we doing all right in the numbers?
We've actually had a little bit of an uptick the last few weeks in our numbers.
Have
so,
we really?
Yeah.
Oh, not just in the podcast, but also on the show.
Oh, on the show numbers, those numbers have been strong for quite some time. The podcast numbers, for some reason, maybe it's Senator Katowski and other people sharing some stuff.
There you go.
Is it the oversharing?
The oversharing.
No, please share.
I had a representative ask me, well, who listens to your show? Like in the sort of small. We don't need to go into names, but he asked me, and I said, well, I have...
No, I meant who listens...
I bragged a little to him, but I don't like to brag on the air, but I kind of...
I'll brag for you. I did that. The number one ranked late night show in the United States of America.
Oh, I don't know about that.
In the world?
That sounds really good. But
probably in the universe, I think.
Yeah. Universe, yeah. As my son Cooper used to say, call it the Univide.
The Univide.
Like the Univide.
But I do have... I'm starting to get messages from our listeners, and there are people who are... losing services because of this budget crisis. There is a listener named Judy who is blind and has received notice that the Harold Washington Library will no longer have a library for the blind. We have a listener who lives in the suburbs who has special needs, and he said that the PACE bus services have been cut back. He no longer has access to transportation. There was another listener who told me that her mother has had in-home care, and her respite caregiver has been, the hours have been rolled back. So she will no longer be able to work. It has to stay home and take care of her mother. So these are some of the stories.
You have reached the maximum time.
All right. We reached the maximum. So that's that was Senator Jason Berkman's voicemail. And hopefully he will tell us tomorrow who he wants us to call.
That'd be great.
Every night we just get a different.
I'm wondering who it'll be.
I have to go through my. I know we have Senator Michael Connolly's number.
Yeah, we do.
We have.
I have Senator McIntyre Murphy's I have him.
And he's cool. Schomburg, correct?
Write down a bunch of numbers before you leave.
Palatine, yeah.
From the Republic of Palatine.
Would you send me we don't want people to know that you provided. That's why I put it on Senator Barrett.
Why can't I get a credit for giving someone the number?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Real quick,
we did not get John Cass's number.
We don't need to know who the source is. Why can't I tell everyone I'm the source?
Okay.
I'm kidding. Just say, I got it from Katowski.
You know, say that for no matter what. I got it from
How'd you get this number?
How'd you get Katowski?
I'm trying to protect him.
I know. I'm kidding. Right. I know what you do. I was going for that. Rhymes with Katowski.
Yeah. Can we talk about how long Senator Berkman's voicemail was?
That has to be a record. How long was that?
Like 5.5 minutes.
Yeah. He's got a mixing studio.
He takes the voicemails he gets. Can you set the length of time your voicemail will take a message?
Not on your cell phone. So. I think that's set.
How can you be that definitive? You have to. I think you probably could. I'm only going to take 30-second messages.
Oh, that reminds me. Okay,
now that would be nice.
Production meeting with everybody included. So I need opinions, Esmeralda, Scott, listeners, Senator Katowski.
Correct. Okay.
During our budget crisis corner, we do need, I want a segment where listeners can just call in and tell the legislators whatever they want without any, we don't respond, we don't argue with them. They just say whatever they want. What would be the time limit on that? Do you want 30 seconds? If they're angry, if they're praising them, whatever it is.
I'd say 30 seconds is long.
Too long?
I'd say 20 seconds.
20 seconds? What do you think?
I'd say 20, 30 seconds. People can come in. And here's the thing. I used to have town hall meetings, and people would have an opportunity to air out their concerns.
I thought that was a sound machine. Were you vaping?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, I'm sorry. That was really strange.
I thought there's something going on in my head.
There's a little cricket.
What's happening?
Oh my God.
Okay, town hall meeting. I have to break, but you like getting responses from people.
It was people would have an opportunity to have their voices heard. And I think it's so important that we put people at the center of our democracy and they get a chance to let you know what they care about and what's driving them nuts about government right now and what they want their government to do for them.
And it's a responsibility of citizenship. It's a responsibility of each and every individual that is a citizen to vote, to let their legislators know what's important to them, and to be a part of their communities. More after this on 720 WGN.